I talked to Secretary Darcy here in my office and expressed my concern about two things. Number one is the man-made spring rise along the Missouri River, which is causes a great deal of concern to farmers who have land and fields that they cultivate along the Missouri River. And I told her about that concern. And secondly, I spoke to her about navigation on the Missouri River. There's a study that was sponsored by Senator Dorgan in the Senate to study the feasibility of continuing navigation on the Missouri River. And of course, all of us living in Missouri along the Missouri River know that it's very important, particularly for shipping crops down to St. Louis and down the Mississippi River. And Senator Kit Bond had an amendment that watered that down and helped tremendously. And I told her that I was very much in favor of Kit Bond's stance on it, and I appreciate him doing that. This has not become law yet. And you see, they've done a study on the feasibility of navigation on the Missouri River. Leave it alone. That's the purpose of the river. That's the purpose of what the Corps of Engineers has done through the years to make it navigable. It's very helpful economically for our state.
But I remember hearing Dorgan argue on the Senate floor. I was watching him on C-SPAN, and he says, problem with the Corps of Engineers is that they've planned the river for downstream purposes, and they've pretty much ignored upstream needs, and in the process, they have planned to operate the river for an industry that, for all intents and purposes, no longer really exists. There's not a lot of navigation down here.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is. The Coast Guard is out there planning the buoys. They have a buoy tender out there, and it is used quite extensively.
And your fear is that with this new study, they're basically going, and especially with Dorgan is behind it, they're going to mortally wound the barge industry?
I'm very concerned that the study would torpedo the navigation, or at least hinder it. And we don't want that. It's working. Leave it alone. There was a study recently, and let's live by that study and can let it, the agriculture crops continue to flow down the river.
Now, even though your concern, though, is with the spring rise, we've had a few spring rises, and it doesn't seem to have hurt anything.
That's right. Now, some of them do get out of hand, but there is a concern by the farmers who farm along the river of any spring rise that comes along, because you don't know when it'll come out of its banks.
You can't forecast when they release the water upstream.
No.
It takes a week to get down here, and we can have some pretty good rains by then, can't we?
And you're in trouble if that happens.
Well, does this resolution have to come through the House, or does it stand on its own? Do you get a shot at it in the House?
Well, we hope we do. Mm-hmm. We hope we do.
Did you get any kind of a reaction, or did she just kind of sit there and look at you and say thank you
and walk out? She listened to me. She heard me, and well, it's as persuasive as I could be.
You invited her to visit Fort Leonard Wood and come see the river sometime?
I told her to come to the Napoleon boat dock, and she should ride up and down the Missouri River on a Corps of Engineers barge or on a Coast Guard tender. And, of course, they do a lot of, she oversees a lot of construction at Whiteman Air Force Base and Fort Leonard Wood as well.
Any particular time of year that you think would be best strategically for her to see the river?
Oh, the winter time with the ice in the river would not be very helpful.
Why, yeah. Okay.
I would suggest when the boats are running.
Well, this, of course, you grew up in Lexington, which is a Missouri River community, so you've been intimately familiar with this river for a long, long time.
We lived on it. That's right.
And you've seen changes in the river just in your lifetime because of the things the Corps has been tinkering with many times in the last 60 or 70 years.
Yes, new dikes, of course, have been put in. The river has a deeper draft now than it did when I was a boy. There are a fair amount of barges that come up and down the river right by my hometown.
Was Lexington ever much of a barge port?
Oh, Lexington was a river port up into the war between the states. We had a good number of steamboats docking there at any one time. As a matter of fact, one of them blew up in the early 1850s.